From Washington, this is VOA News. Millions of voters have begun streaming to the polls across Myanmar in the first relatively free election in a quarter of a century. The vote could bring to power Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party. VOA's Steve Herman reporting now from Myanmar's largest city, Yangon.
I am at the Basic Education Primary School number 3 in Bahan Township. This is in an upscale neighborhood of Yangon where NLD leader Aung San Suu Kyi lives, and she has just voted here. It was a scene of pandemonium. The number of voters waiting at this polling station, only outnumbered by the number of the domestic and international media. A lot of yelling and shouting, everyone wanting to get a photograph of her casting her ballot at this elementary school on this very historic day in Myanmar.
VOA Steve Herman reporting. Despite increasing indications that a bomb destroyed a Russian passenger airliner last week high over the Sinai Peninsula, the head of the Egypt's investigation team says no definite conclusions have been reached. All 224 people aboard that jet died. Foreign intelligence reports first raised the theory of a bomb exploding aboard the jet based on overheard chatter by known terrorists shortly after the crash. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 23 Syrian civilians were killed on Saturday in suspected Russian airstrikes on a rebel-held town outside of Damascus. Russia, Syria's government, and the U.S.-led coalition all are carrying out bombing raids in Syria, sometimes in the same areas. This is VOA News. World Health Organization has announced that Sierra Leone is officially free of the Ebola virus now that 42 days have passed without any new infections. The announcement was eagerly anticipated in Sierra Leone, where nearly 4,000 people have died from Ebola. Sierra Leone has intensified its surveillance at the border with Guinea, which just last week recorded 3 new cases of the disease. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Saturday the United States and everyone else in the Asia-Pacific is deeply concerned about the risk of conflict between those making claims and the South China Sea. Carter said the pace and scope of land reclamation by China and others increase the risk of miscalculation and should stop. A Chinese destroyer trailed a U.S. warship last month as it came within 11 kilometers of an artificial island China is building in the South China Sea. China has territorial claims in nearly the entire body of water. Several other countries are also making claims. A Russian media magnate and former aide to Kremlin leader Vladimir Putin has been found dead in a hotel room here in Washington. American and Russian authorities are both trying to determine what caused the death of 57-year-old Mikhail Lessin, a former Russian cabinet minister and founder of the international media company RT, originally known as Russia Today. New York's Attorney General has opened an investigation of the Texas-based ExxonMobil Corporation on allegations that the world's largest energy company suppressed evidence from its own researchers linking fossil fuel emissions to climate change. VOA's Greg Flakus reports.
The New York investigation focuses on whether ExxonMobil failed to inform potential investors and shareholders about the danger climate change could pose, even as the company's own researchers developed evidence that the threat was real. Tracy Hester, a legal expert at the University of Houston, says New York has a major advantage in this kind of probe.
New York enjoys the unique position of actually having the New York Stock Exchange located in Manhattan. So as a result, they've got a unique jurisdictional hook, and they've got a strong state statute and the resources to pursue it. It's going to be difficult for other states to be able to invoke the same sort of contacts and jurisdiction.
ExxonMobil's vice president for communications, Ken Cohen, tweeted a response to the allegations, saying company researchers have presented their climate change findings in more than 50 scientific publications. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.
Leading automotive website says German carmaker Volkswagen is preparing to offer cash to American owners of diesel cars that were intentionally programmed to give false data on emission tests. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.